Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Hen? Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay, and thank you guys for joining me for yet another great show. It is Friday, February the 7th, and I am really, really happy to be able to join you guys again on Facebook Live, on Instagram, and for you guys that are going to be joining us via different areas, states, and this, that, and the other. I'm really happy that you guys are joining me for today's show. Well, we got so much we need to talk about, so much going on in our area, so much going on in the Gaston County area, so much going on nationally. We truly got a lot that we need to talk about. We got some things that we need to figure out what we're going to do. We got some things on a national level. First of all, let me say a little, well, I'm going to save it for after the break, but I know you guys have heard what is being said about Gayle King, and I think Oprah too, and Snoop and Bootsy went in on them, and they got a right to. They got a right to. I think it was really poor taste in what was said, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. But we're going to talk about that. Number to call is 845-277-9428. I'm going to open the lines to hear what you got to say. And number again is 845-277-9428. Then we need to talk a little bit about the things that we put out there for people to read, the way we put ourselves out there, the things that we say. You can't take those things back sometimes. Well, none of the times. You can't take them back. And we need to be mindful as a people what we need to do to be successful. I'm telling you, I'm talking to the black community today. We're going to get something straight today because I'm telling you there are some problems that's going on, and we need to talk about them. We need to find out what our next step is. If we don't, we are in some trouble. You guys know this is an election year. I don't understand where all the silliness is coming from, but this is an election year, and we got to understand that we need to come, boy, we need to stand together as one. We need to vote. I'm not going to say as one, but we need to be on the same page when we vote, and we don't need to vote just because we are a Democrat or a Republican. We don't need to do that. We need to vote for the people that's going to put us first, that's going to do what we want them to do, that's going to have our agenda. I keep telling you guys that, and it seems like it's going in one ear and right out the other. I don't understand why so many people do not like the idea of voting. I don't. I'm not going to say I don't understand. I see, but there is a reason that these things are put in place, and there is a reason that we should be doing the things that we need to do to uplift our community. We are killing one another, guys. And I ain't talking about physically. I'm talking about mentally. Our mental right now within the black community is crazy. Our mental right now within the black community needs to be uplifted. Now, I'm not saying we haven't grew, because we've grown a lot. We've grown a lot. We're going to talk about that. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. 28. I want to hear what you got to say. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
I
believed that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, we first of all, let me say welcome back to the show. You guys are always showing me love. I feel it. Chicago, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Seattle. I appreciate you guys showing me some love. And New York also, I appreciate you guys showing me love because the show. So, and Rock, Arkansas, God, I keep getting, man. You guys always definitely let me know how you feel about the show. And I'm just happy that you're able to get the show and listen to it in that area. It's pretty soon, I'm hoping that we can maybe do something, go on the road and start doing shows live in some of those cities that show me a lot of love. I'm waiting for my own city, Charlotte, to show me some love. But that's a whole new level. That's a whole new story. We're going to talk about that another day. And Gastonia, we're going to talk about that another day. Now, there are several things that we definitely need to talk about. Before I get into the Kobe Bryant, and I'm going to explain to you guys, because some of you guys had hit me up and was like, what do you mean by that post that you put up about, you know, Kobe? You know, and I'm going to be 100 with you. You know, a lot of people are using Kobe's death to come and make amends with people who were toxic in their lives. Like that's going to give them some halo to make amends with someone who was very toxic and did not mean you any good. I'm not doing that. Because if they were toxic and you got their lives, you got your lives for a reason. You want to invite another negative energy to your life again. Why go out like that? We are so caught up with fads. so caught up on what someone is telling us we need to do instead of what we need to do. And I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. You guys, this is the last day in Gaston County, I think, to be able to vote or be able to go register to vote. Now, half the people I've talked to aren't even registered. And I don't understand it, but they have so much to say about what's going on politically wise in Gastonia. And I'm just talking about Gastonia right now. We ain't going to talk about it on a national level. They got so much to say, and I don't understand why they have so much to say, and they don't even exercise their right to vote. The people that died for us, Mega Evers, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman. You don't even realize that those people gave their lives so that we would have the right to vote as black people. And what we do, we turn around and not vote. We turn around and not educate ourselves on who we should vote for. We're so faddish in what we do. We root for people who don't really have our agenda. Well, I don't know about now, but last election, there were people being rooted for, and they didn't even have your agenda. So at what point in time are you going to realize that the ones that don't have your agenda don't deserve your vote? I think I should run. I should run for office. I don't know what office I run for. I'm just talking. I'm just talking, y'all. But this is a very, very serious time right now in our community. The fiasco that happened the other night over at the store, I said I wasn't going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. But what I do want to talk about is the reaction. The reaction was very interesting to me. I'm going to try to get somebody on the show Monday, and I think we're going to talk about that reaction on Monday, because the reaction was not the reaction I was expecting. And after the reaction, then what happens? Nothing. Nothing. Nobody's wanting to this by him start to inform our community, our young people, that this is not the way. I told y'all a long time ago that knowledge and discipline is what's going to see our young people through. And the fiasco we seen last week had nothing to do with knowledge and discipline. And hey, Mr. T, right. I don't realize when you don't vote. That's right. You voted. That's right. You know, people don't realize that. And I don't understand why they don't realize that. But you know what? It's starting to be a big fad. People are starting to say that their vote don't count. I don't know how you could really feel like that. Well, yeah, I do. I do. I take that back. I do know how you can feel like that. And you know why you feel like that? It's because you've been voting and not putting the people that has your interest in the positions. In the past. I'll say that, in the past. So how do we fix this? How do we make our young people realize that they have the ball in their court and that they are going to have to do what they need to do to make this successful for the ones after them? How do we gain their trust? I don't even say it's trust. How do we gain their ear? Because I'm going to tell you, I've been looking at Facebook, and I've been real quiet. Not that quiet, but quiet enough to where I'm not getting in the middle of a big argument or something really, really stupid that I'm gonna waste my time on. But I've been looking at Facebook for the last few weeks really closely, and I have seen some scandalous posts. I have seen some people say some things that is not cool at all. I've seen people say things that I didn't expect to say, and it's not cool at all. And I think that we still have not realized that once you start getting on those social media sites like Facebook and start putting up a bunch of redundant, negative overtones material, don't nobody want to gravitate to that. I know I don't. I just want a bunch of positive energy. I want positive energy. I want to uplift my people. I want to do things for my people. I want to help my people. I want to help all people. But I want my black community to get it together at some point in time. And there is nothing wrong with that. Just like I would expect a white dude to want his white community to get it together. Just like I would expect a Latino man to get, or a woman to want their community to get it together. Or an Asian to get their community together. There is nothing wrong with you wanting something better for your people. I'll be the first to tell you that. So if there is another person of another race or creed or culture that say exactly what I'm saying, I'm not going to be mad at you. But if you are successful at it, I'm definitely going to find out what you've done to make it successful, because right now we can't make it successful in the black community. I don't know what the problem is. If we don't continue, and I'm tired of hearing crab in the bucket mentality. I'm tired of hearing that. That's an overused phase that we have went through. It is real. I'm not going to say it's not real. It is real. But on the same token, if we don't understand that what we're going to have to do is stand as one, educate our young people, stop pacifying all the little things that they do, make our young people understand that there are consequences for the dumb things that they are doing. Show them a better way, because I'm going to be honest, generation kind of led them to this. With all the silliness we got going on. Man, you got grown men still walking around with their pants sagging. Hey, if that's what you want to do, that's on you, but that's not for me. But we got grown men still going around calling females the B word. We got grown men still putting their hands on women. And then when you raise a child that put his hands on a woman, you want to be in an uproar. See, some things have gotten off in the last few decades for some reason, terribly off, but want it fixed overnight, and it can't. Overnight. It can't be fixed tonight. Number is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. You guys, I might have a clip for you when we come back, but I really want you to pay attention to what's going on around you, because there's a lot that you're missing. There's a lot that we can fix, but we can if we continue to combat each other. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. So, guys, I don't know if they're going to play.
Special to him. wanna know. Oh, oh, if you are ready for the show, I bet you now a different year. I'll wipe away all your tears if you let me. Yeah, yeah.
Make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Before we left, we was talking a little bit about our younger generation and what should be happening in the community that's not happening. But I want to switch up a second, because I did say at the beginning of the show that I wanted to touch bases a little bit with what Gayle King done on her interview with former female WNBA star, that is, Lisa Leslie. So for those of you who don't know, she interviewed Lisa Leslie, and she went into asking her about Kobe and her relationship with Kobe and everything, and then she went way left. She went way left when she started asking about the case Kobe had back in the day, and her thoughts on it, and you know, hey, that man died a horrific death with his daughter and seven other people, and for Gayle King to go that route as a journalist. As a decorated journalist, I can't believe I'm saying that, I thought was way out of bounds, way out of bounds. And I want to play the clip, but I'm not going to play it because it does have a lot of cussing. Because Snoop and Boosie went in. They went in on Gayle. And you know what? I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at them at all, because it wasn't a good look. It's not a good look. One of the things Snoop said that really, really resonated with me is that he said, look, why are you coming after black people like this? We supposed to be together. We supposed to work together. Why are you coming at us? Why are you using one of us to make yourself look bad? He said, why do we keep doing that? And I got to asking myself, why do we keep doing that? Why do we keep trying to climb up the ladder somewhere, somebody's successful ladder we're trying to climb at the expense of somebody that look like you, or somebody that struggle like you, or somebody that talk like you? Why are we continuing to do that? Why are we continuing to not uplift one another? Man, I can tell you right now, I know several people that hate on me and don't even really know me. They hate on me because of what's going on with this show. They hate on me because of the things I do in the community. They hate on me because I just am who I am. But on the same token, if that person needed help, I would still help them. I have helped them. When are we going to learn that we cannot get to the next level as a people? We can't get to the next level if we continue to fight one another. And I'm not talking physical, y'all, so don't get it twisted. I'm not talking physical. Our fight is all mental right now. Our fight has taken mental in our community and stomped it to its almost non-existent. Our mental mentality in our community is bad. I'm not saying we haven't grown. We have. I'm not saying that we have not grown, because there are a lot of things that we have accomplished in the black community. We have our first African-American president and first lady and family, that is. We've had huge advances in medicine due to us. We've had people put in space due to someone that looked like us. And out of all those accomplishments, we still can't come together to put some things in place in our communities to make them a better place for our young people, for our elderly. We're not even going to begin to talk about education-wise. Because education-wise, we let the systems treat our children like they're jokes. We won't stand up for our children. I don't know why. I'll stand up for mine. I'll stand up for yours if somebody stand with me. I've done it by myself also. But if we don't start holding those people also accountable, then we're fighting a lockout. There's nothing wrong with wanting the best education for your children. There's nothing wrong with wanting the very best schools for your kids to be educated in or gain that knowledge in. It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Now, if I say this because, somebody asked me, why does it make perfect sense? I'll tell you why it makes perfect sense. Let's say that you have abundant amount of clothes. You do. And every day you get up, you take a shower, you prim and prep and make yourself look good. But who are you making yourself look good for? The other person or you? 9 times out of 10, it's the other person. So if you walk at your house and you ain't made yourself look good, or you ain't got your best clothes on, or what you think is the best, or what you think somebody else wants, you feel a little funny about what's going on with you that day, don't you? You don't feel balanced that day. But if you come out and you got on all the clothes that you want, your polo, your whatever the hell it is that you want to wear, and you know that it's on point, you feel like $1 million, don't you? You feel like somebody's got to look at you and notice you. Same as the schools. Don't you think our kids will want to sit in schools that are very nice, that are up to date, that are bug free or whatever the case may be, rodent free? Don't you think that they would want that? Don't you think that they would feel better? They would be able to concentrate if the environment around them is a better environment? Yeah, they would. That's why I say that. That's why I say that. We got to get it together. And it's going to start with what's going on in our towns that we live in when it comes to who we're voting for. We have to put the right people in office, guys. We can't stop wanting the very best for our community. Once you stop wanting, people are going to stop acknowledging you. And that's not what we want. Number to call, 845-277-9428. The number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, you definitely, definitely live today. Okay.
Mentors inspiring males for success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors inspiring males for success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors inspiring males for success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
To the show, number to call is 845-277-9428. That number again is 845-277-9428. Guys, I'm gonna answer some of these calls. I've been seeing you calling, and I just like to run my mouth a little bit, but I do want to hear what you got to say. Pretty soon, the Independent Artist Festival, I think this will be our sixth or seventh one. I think it's our seventh Independent Artist Festival. I'm starting to gear up to have the Independent Artist Festival. I'm gonna try to have two this year. I know one is going to be in the spring, and I'm going to try to have another in the summer. But I'm shooting for two this year, and I'm shooting for some bigger venues, some better venues. And I want, you know, everyone to come out. They're always free. I'm hoping that we don't have to charge this year, but they're always free and they go unheard of and unnoticed, because I don't want to sit up and put a bunch of mess on Facebook just to get a lot of likes. I don't care about that. I don't care about having a lot of likes, but what I do care about is giving our young people especially our young people and some of our adults that are indie artists, a platform. And I have dedicated myself to giving them a platform. And I said, as long as I have this show, they will have a platform to come on and express whatever talent, whatever their gift is on this show. And I feel like I've been pretty true to that. So I want to have two Independent Artist Festivals this year. And I really want you guys to come check them out, because they're very lit. They're very lit. And last year, I can't tell you, Sax Life and his boys that was the house band, I mean, they ripped it. They ripped the whole show, and I mean, the entire show. And you guys just don't know what you're missing, or you can't comprehend what I'm talking about until you come and experience it. I think one day next week we're supposed to show, or not show, but we're supposed to play some of the past artist festival. And I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. It was a really, really nice turnout. It's just the venue wasn't too inviting to us. And I'm not going to call out no names, but, you know, they tried to treat us like we was secondhand to nothing. But in all actuality, everybody that was at their establishment come out to the Independent Artist Festival. So we're going to find us a good venue this year. And, you know, even if I have to pay for it out my pocket, you know, we did have some people donate last year to the festival, which I am indebted for forever. I really appreciate the love that you showed this year. I really need to get all the support I can, because I want this festival to be these two festivals to be very, very special festivals, because there's a lot going on in our community. There's a lot of people saying that our community is not what it should be, and which it's not. It's not. We're slowly getting there, but we're not getting there fast enough. We need to get there a little faster. And there's a lot of people that want our communities to fail, and I don't want to be a part of anybody's failure. I want this to be nothing but success, and I want it to resonate with our young people, and I want our young people to pick something up from the festivals that we have and make sure that they understand that these are positive events. I knock on wood, and I thank God every day that we've had so many festivals, and there hadn't been one fight. There hadn't been anybody getting hit over the head or drunk, or it's not that type of party. They come out and we display some of the most amazing independent artists that you could probably sit and listen to. We had BNGB come out last year, and I mean, she ripped it. Minister T-Breeze closed us out and he ripped it. I'm telling you, I will put any of these indie artists on anybody y'all give me mainstream, and I promise you that they're going to come out on top because they know what it means to make good music and have good entertainment for the family. And so that's what this is about. That's what this show is about. And, you know, every now and then we have to talk about some of the tough situations, the tough topics on this show. And I'm not afraid to talk about the tough topics, and I'm not afraid to bring the people on and combat them about the tough topics. You guys know that because I've been doing it. It's been 10 years, and that's in itself is a blessing to me that this show has been going that strong. So you guys know you can still check out the show on Blog Talk Radio. You can go to iHeartRadio. The show's on iHeartRadio. The show's on Spotify. Pretty soon I'm getting ready to start doing the podcast. Well, I have started, and the podcast are going to come out like twice a week. So we're going to have the show, we're going to have the podcast, and it's going to be a lot of positive things going on with this show and the movement that I'm trying to create with this show. Now, also, if there's anybody out there that knows anything about Gastonia, the past media wise, there used to be a newspaper called the Gaston Times. And I come across that newspaper, and I come across some of the people that was on that newspaper or over that newspaper in printing or whatever the case may be. And I'm trying to reach somebody because I really, truly want to reopen that and start a newspaper to inform us what's going on within our community. And I think that it would be wonderful if we could showcase some of the young talent that we got going on in that newspaper. Just anything that's positive, you know, that's going on in the community. I don't want a newspaper with a bunch of gossip and negative overtone. I want a positive print. I want something that can be celebrated each and every day. I'm not going to live a fantasy world. I know there's things that happen, but I don't want to put it in this paper. I want this paper to be full of nothing but positive overtone. That's what I want. We need an influx of positivity going on right now within ourselves and within the community. There's too much negative vibes that we are seeing that's happening right now around us, and we are gravitating towards that negative overtone, and we're not getting nowhere. We're not getting nowhere. We're fussing with one another. We're calling each other names. We're downing one another when we should be uplifting and helping one another. Y'all don't let these smoke screens fool you, because that's what they are. They're smoke screens. Don't let them fool you. When you are progressing and when you are doing things the right way, trust me, smoke screens come, and you will have no idea how to get around these smoke screens. Do not let negative overtones mess with your growth. I'm not going to let it mess with my growth. There's hard times, guys. There's going to be real hard times. And I know you guys understand where I'm coming from. But what are you going to do? Are you going to overcome those hard times? You say you are a people of faith. Are you going to overcome those hard times with the help of your Creator? Or are you going to succumb to those troubling times and just cower down to the strength that your Creator has given you to fight through these things? Now, don't get me wrong. I know it's hard. I know it's hard when you have a difficult situation that you're faced with. But I can almost promise you there is somebody out there that has a harder situation. There is someone out there that could probably use your encouraging words. Even if you need those encouraging words, give them to somebody else. Make sure that you, when you open your mouth, it counts. Make sure that when you are speaking words into existence, that they're positive words. Make sure that you are looking after your brother and your sister. I don't understand why we have a problem looking after our brother and our sisters. Why do we have a problem with that? Why do we always continue to give people pats on the back that don't deserve those pats on the back? Why do we always want to have barbershop and beauty salon talk about people who are doing great things in your community? Guys, there is a method to some people's madness. And sometimes it's not revealed right in the beginning. But if you say you roll with this person, if you say that's your ride or die, that you believe in everything that they're doing right now because they're doing great things for you, the community, the future of our community, our young people, our education, financial backgrounds for our communities or whatever the case may be, then sit back and watch them work. And while they're working, you should be working too. You know, I remember something when President Obama was in office, and he said that he's laid the blueprint. He laid the blueprint. All you got to do is follow it and do your part. I don't care what nobody say. He was talking to his black community. And guess what? We took the blueprint, crumbled it up, and threw it out in the trash. We didn't do our part. We didn't do our part, y'all. If we would have done our part, we would not be in the situation we're in now. We would not be feeling the way we feel now. We would not be at each other's throat the way we are now. We didn't do our part. We're continuing to not do our part. You can't get something for nothing. Now, to some of those millionaires that check this show out, I know you do. I know you do because I talk to people off the air. Put that money or put some of that money back into the growth of where you come from or in your communities. Y'all stop being stingy. Stop being stingy with your money. I know it's your money, you work hard for, you earned it. Steve Harvey said something I did not like one day. He said something about this is my money, you work hard, you can get the same thing that I can. He's true, and it's true in essence. But on the same hand, on the other hand, that people need help. I ain't saying people need a handout. People need help. Once you learn how to help someone without looking for something in return, you watch how quickly God bless you. You watch how quickly God bless you. I don't care if you're Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever the case may be. When you do right by people, I promise you, God will do right by you. He's going to do right by you anyway. But you're going to get that blessing 100 times quicker. And it's going to be 100 times better when you have done right by somebody else. I want you guys to sit and really sit and think about the people that you have not done right by and how you can make that better. Hey, maybe it's to reach, you know, extend an olive branch to someone. If they choose to accept that olive branch, then you both are on the right path. But if they don't choose to accept that olive branch, you've done your job and you've extended it. But don't extend it with haste in your heart. Don't extend it with something in return that you want, a hidden agenda. Those hidden agendas get you caught up. I ain't trying to be caught up by nobody. That's why I try to do the right things that I want to do with people and for people. I can't tell you how many things I've done for people and I've never said one word. I've never wanted one pat on the back. And I can't tell you how many times people have helped me and didn't say one word and didn't want one pat on the back. But those are people that are in my circle. And those are people that I highly respect. And those are people that I will ride with. I will ride with them. But some of y'all, some of y'all make it impossible to ride with. No matter how many times you give them a leeway, they don't know how to ride with you. That's a learned behavior. That's a behavior that we have learned as black people and passed it down to our children. And guess what? Our children are going to pass that down. Somebody has to break it. I say we break it now. The time has come and gone for us to continue fighting one another. We have to stop. And we have to start fighting with each other. If y'all see something wrong, we need to tackle it. If y'all see your communities going astray, which they are, with young teenage pregnancy, I mean young teenage pregnancy, with drug deals on the corner, prostitution on the corner, jobs are leaving your community and not even being offered in your community, schools are not up to par in your community. You see these things going on? How dare you get up in the morning and not say nothing or not want to say something about it or not want to do anything about it? How dare you? How dare you? We're going to have to get it together. And we're going to have to mean what we say to one another. I know it's hard to forget sometimes, guys. It's hard to forget. And sometimes you just can't forget. But we're going to have to learn to forgive. Anything, if there's somebody out there listening to this show and I have wronged you, I'm sorry. Let me know. I'm sorry. Let's move forward. I don't want to wrong anyone. What I do want is to build. I want to build with people who want to be positive and successful and lay a blueprint, a real blueprint down for our young people. I want my kids to be successful, y'all. I don't want my kids to be sitting up here struggling and don't know which way to go. I don't want my kids. I don't want that for them. I don't want that for your kids. I want my kids to be successful. And I know that's what every parent does want for their children. But on the same token, I'm living in a realistic world. My young black men definitely have marks on them because they're young black men. I can't wipe that mark away. But I can give them one hell of a shell to protect them for what's coming at them later in their life. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I want to do for the community. And that's what I want to do for the community after the community. But I need help. We need help. We need to come together. And if we don't decide to come together, then we failed. And I told y'all, I'm not part of no failing. I'm not part of no failing. Listen, I want to thank each and every one of you for checking out the show today. I want you to check out the show on Monday. I'm going to try to do this more often. I have the show and I don't get on Facebook much because, you know, there's just people I don't want to even see my show. But on the same token, at this point, I don't care. You can see the show, you can like the show, you can hate the show. It is what it is. I'm going to continue to be that vessel that I know God wants me to be. And I got some very, very powerful spiritual brothers and sisters around me. So if you want to break that barrier, then you go right ahead and try. But I promise you, it will not. It will not work. Look, hug somebody. Tell them you love them today because you never know what might happen. No one's promised tomorrow. That's why I tell you guys each and every day that I love you the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. I appreciate you guys for checking out the show. Continue to support the show and know that I have your back 100%. You guys are live.